Welcome to Stop Christian Nationalism. It's December now, and things are looking very dark. I'm hearing a lot of people in the media begin to make excuses for Donald Trump and for the movement of 49.7% of the American people who put Donald Trump into office, who gave him their support. Specifically, I'm hearing a lot of people in the media, on the podcasts, on the TV news, on the editorial pages of the few newspapers that our country has left, say that we must not use the label of fascism to describe what is happening. They say that we must not call the people who are doing this fascists. They say that we should stop talking about democracy and freedom because these are abstractions that don't really matter to people. They say that we should stop talking about fascism because we tried that during the election and it didn't work. One of the Democrats who is in this camp is Robert Reich, and he has a particular take on this as an economist. Robert Reich says that we shouldn't get bogged down in paying attention to the culture war issues, like the right to marry the person that you love, the right to define your own identity, and the right to make your own choice about whether to teach your own children to follow a religion or not. He says that these issues are just a distraction from what he says this is all really about, which is the economy and the effort by financial elites like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg to use the power of Donald Trump's government to grab even more money for themselves. Now, I like Robert Reich. Robert Reich is not wrong that Donald Trump's Silicon Valley benefactors, who opened up their substantial bank accounts for Donald Trump, are using Trump as a means to consolidate wealth and power for themselves. However, Robert Reich is dead wrong to characterize issues of freedom and democracy as nothing more than a distraction from what really matters. He's wrong that economic equality is the only real story, the only valid thing that's going on. The movement behind Donald Trump is complex and it's multidimensional, as fascist movements always have been. It includes economic opportunists, but it also includes Christian nationalists. And frankly, it includes a huge number of gullible, ignorant suckers who are proud to have spent their entire lives avoiding an adequate education. They're proud not to have learned. The leadership of the Democratic Party doesn't want Americans talking about this because, as a political strategy, they think that it doesn't work. They want to keep pretending that the Americans who voted for Donald Trump are really good, intelligent people who just somehow, mysteriously, happened to vote for a politician who has repeatedly, prominently promised to terminate the Constitution, become a dictator, and exterminate tens of millions of Americans like vermin. He's threatened to kill. The truth is really much more simple than that. The truth is that good, intelligent people do not support a politician like that. The truth is that there are two reasons for an American to have voted for Donald Trump. If you voted for Donald Trump, you're either a cruel person who doesn't care about other people, or you're an idiot. Now, the Democratic Party leadership wants to convince us otherwise. They want to argue that somehow the Americans who voted for Donald Trump simply held their noses and voted for a narcissistic, aspiring dictator because the price of eggs is too high. And sure, the price of eggs is too high, but is it really that high? Is the price of eggs so high that you would rather choose to live under the dictatorship of a madman than to pay that price? Yeah, the price of eggs, it does matter. It absolutely matters. And people struggle to pay that price. And the price of other things too. But if we talk about the price of eggs instead of talking about the attacks against the essential liberties that are defined in the Bill of Rights of the Constitution, we will cheapen ourselves right along with our eggs. We have to ask ourselves, are we willing to sell away our freedoms for the low, low price of a dollar saved on a carton of a dozen eggs? Is that the price of our liberty? If we stop talking about the values of democracy because it's not popular to do so, because it's not a winning strategy politically, that is not the way to win against the fascists. That is a way to help the fascists win. The fascists want us to agree with them that the only thing that the government of the United States of America really stands for is a good price of a dozen eggs. If we agree to those terms, the fascists will always win the argument, because the fascists will always find somebody else to blame when the price of eggs is too high. They'll find somebody else to blame, and they will send those people into the concentration camps. The minute that we agree that the price of eggs is more important than freedom, we've lost. So let's get practical about this. Let's talk about kitchen table politics. When Donald Trump and his fascists are done, who will be left to sit at your kitchen table? Democracy is not an abstraction. Freedom is not an abstraction. They are matters of life and death. This is no longer about how to win an election. The election is over. This is about whose family gets rounded up in the middle of the night and separated from each other. This is about who gets sent to the concentration camps. This is about who survives. Don't tell me that democracy doesn't matter. Don't tell me that the cost of eggs is more important. Because when you are in a prison camp, when you're dead, it won't matter what the price of eggs is. For now, we still have the freedom to speak. While we have that freedom, we should use it to speak honestly. And the honest truth is that I don't oppose the fascism of Donald Trump because it's a strategy that works politically. I speak out against the fascists because it's the right thing to do. I call them fascists because that's what they are. Speak honestly while you still have the freedom to speak.